The female take on football.
Hello everyone, I'm Sue Smith and here's my weekly update of women's football. I'll start with the Continental Cup. The semi-finals have been drawn and it'll be Man City against Chelsea and then it'll be Arsenal against Notts County. Two tasty fixtures there. Moving on to WSL 1. Birmingham remain top of the league after gaining another 6 points by beating Bristol 2-1 and then Notts County 1-0. They're a team that many people thought would struggle in the league this year, but they're flying and they're continuing to get points on the table. When I've watched them play, they seem to have like a real togetherness and a team spirit. Combine that with a bit of talent, puts them right up there challenging for the title this year. Two good results for Chelsea, keep them second place. Beating Arsenal 2-1 and then coming from behind to beat Man City 2-1. We actually played Chelsea in a pre-season friendly and I have to say, I love their style of play. Their movement on and off the ball and the way that they attack is at pace. It's just a pleasure to watch. Not so great when you're playing against them though, when you're actually chasing shadows for the whole 90 minutes. Liverpool, they're finding their form as well. They're gradually making their way up the table with a 1-0 win in the Merseyside derby to start off with and then a convincing 3-1 win over Bristol. They seem to just be finding their form in this second part of the season. Robbie Fowler also was there at the derby game, which I'm sure was a treat for the Liverpool fans. Not so sure about the Everton fans, but definitely it's great to see a male footballer obviously showing their support to the club. Okay, moving on to Notts County. Got some really sad news to start off with. I mentioned Sophie Bradley last week and hoped that she didn't have a serious knee injury. Unfortunately, she has. She's actually ruptured her ACL. So I'm absolutely gutted for her. But I've got no doubt that she will come back fitter and stronger than before. But this is just another blow for Notts County. They lost Ellen White with exactly the same injury at the start of the season. On top of this, the FA have also decided to fine the club £500 and award 3 points to Bristol Academy due to not being able to find the stadium venue for their home fixture. This has caused uproar in the football community and in such a short season with only 14 games, this could have a massive impact for their season. They do say that bad luck comes in threes, so hopefully for Notts County, that's all for now. Okay, moving on to Arsenal. They continue their inconsistent form this year. They were beaten by Chelsea 2-1, but then they actually managed to beat Everton by the same scoreline. The result of this game, though, could have been different if Michelle Hinnegan for Everton had converted from the penalty spot. Fans of Arsenal will be pleased and looking forward to watching the remainder of their home fixtures at Boreham Wood in a new first-class facility stand. This was actually opened by Arsene Wenger this week as well. Everton do remain bottom of the table, only managing to secure 2 points from 7 games. I have to say, this doesn't reflect their performances at all. You know, I've watched them on numerous occasions this season and they definitely deserve more points than what they've currently got. But the longer that Everton remain at the bottom of the table, the tougher this is going to become mentally for them. However, I do have some close friends at Everton and I know that they'll remain focused and they'll keep working really, really hard to keep moving up the table. They'll also be hoping that there's a speedy recovery for two of their key players, Rachel Brown-Furness and Fern Whelan. They both had to be substituted in their last game. A lot of talk has been around playing 3 games in a week, how this can lead to fatigue in players and then that's when players are picking up those niggly injuries. So, you know, playing maybe 1 game a week, maximum 2, would probably be more beneficial for us as players.
I'm Gary Neville and you're listening to The Offside Rule.
OK, on to my team, Doncaster Bells. We've probably got our biggest game of the season on Saturday against Sunderland. We're both fighting for promotion, so if anyone fancies coming down to watch a tasty encounter, it's at the Keep Moat, 6:30 kick-off on Saturday. That's just a little plug for my team there. OK, moving on to England ladies. They will face Sweden at Hartlepool United on Sunday the 3rd of August. This will probably, for me, be their toughest test yet under the reign of Mark Sampson. And it'll be interesting to see actually how they've progressed, how the team have got better since he's took over. It's definitely a great warm-up game for their final World Cup qualifier, which they're going to be playing Wales. That's in Cardiff and that's on the 21st of August. So that's really good preparation for that game. It's also nice to see Jodie Taylor being included in the squad. She's a top player, played a lot of football in America, also played for Birmingham and Lincoln, which is obviously Notts County. So I've played with Jodie a couple of times and she's got loads of pace. She's got a fantastic football brain and she can score goals. So it'll be nice to see her trying to do that on the international stage rather than just club football. Also, there is a massive achievement that could be on the cards for Farrah Williams, because if she plays against Sweden, she will be the most capped England player of all time. This is really well deserved. You know, she's such a gifted player. She actually used to make me look quite good by spraying loads of passes out to me on the wing. She did that with ease. Okay, right, that's about it from me now. I'll be back with more next week. In the meantime, don't forget to check out our fantastic coverage of the women's game, including Alex Scott's latest blog on the offsiderulepod.com. You can also keep up to date with all the news of the women's game via Twitter, and that's at offsiderulepod. That's it from me. Ta-ra for now.
The female take on football.